To help us break down the effects of the Trump administration's trade policy with China, I'm joined by Alex Lawson, editor-at-large at Law 360. Alex, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Tanzina.
So you heard our conversation with Peter Navarro and about the Trump administration's policy on tariffs. Any specific points that you'd like to respond to, clarify?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that when you pressed him about the fact that manufacturing has contracted to its lowest point in just about a decade, he quickly pivoted to placing blame on the Federal Reserve and its reluctance to do a rate cut. That's a fair enough point, I suppose. But I think it's worth noting that in that study that you cited to him specifically, the actual manufacturers who were interviewed for it cited the tariffs and the proliferation of those tariffs as a reason for why they have contracted, why their output is lower than it is. So, I mean, it's not as though we can just glide past this, pretend it's not having an effect. It is. The administration has tried to sort of blunt the effect of the tariffs in choosing which products they apply to and rolling them out in a strategic way. But it's very clear that it's having an impact.
So we're heading into talks on Thursday. U.S. and China are back at the negotiating table. Are you expecting anything different to come out of these talks?
It's tough to say. I mean, we've been at this for just about 2 years now, and all that there is to show for it is, you know, a tariff on basically every single U.S. product going to China and about 70% of Chinese products coming into the U.S. with tariffs. And at every stage, it's been, you know, a couple steps forward and maybe a couple steps back. They were sort of sounding optimistic heading into this round, Until some concrete progress is made, I don't think that there's any reason to think that it actually will. Both governments have made clear that they are willing to sort of go to the hilt on tariffs and even going beyond tariffs in terms of trade restrictions, which we can talk about a little bit if you like.
But. Yeah, I want to get to trade in a minute, but the president postponed the tariffs that were supposed to go into effect right now before the holidays. But mm-hmm. Are we expecting Christmas tariffs? And could that turn the tide and change public opinion about what's happening?
That's sort of the big that's the next big looming monolith here, which is that there's a tariff hike that's supposed to go into effect on October 15th, that those are existing tariffs that are going to go from, I believe, 25% to 30%. But the next thing that's really looming is this December 15th tariff hit that you're talking about. And this is sort of this has like really been considered the third rail of this entire thing, because as I indicated before, the U.S. has for the most part tried to just keep tariffs applied to like industrial goods, things that are used to make other things. They've tried their best to avoid them on consumer products, with a few exceptions. But the ones that are supposed to take place in December without some other delay, which could happen, are things like laptops, televisions, toys, clothing, things that you and I buy that we are therefore more likely to feel the price effects of. Until now, you know, when you're a little bit up the supply chain on some piece of steel that's used to make some other thing, you know, businesses can hide the ball a little bit in terms of how they're raising prices. But when it gets down to, you know, actual expensive consumer goods that you and I buy, it's definitely possible that the prices could be going up significantly.
We asked Peter Navarro about the Trump administration's authorization to billions of dollars in aid for U.S. farmers that are apparently, you know, they're needing this after the tariffs.
Right.
And how well is that aid package working out for farmers, and how is it playing out politically?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to note that came about because it's not just the U.S. tariffs that exist in isolation. China has responded in kind, and that has an outsized effect on the agricultural sector. So just putting that out there. The sort of reports that you hear from farm country are somewhat scattershot, where it's like, well, we certainly appreciate that the government is going to give us money to blunt the effect of this trade skirmish they've gotten into. But like any government program, there are reports that this stuff isn't quite getting there on time. There's a long bureaucratic process to go through. There was a report, I believe, in Bloomberg that the U.S. has paid something like $1 million in interest for late payments on these things, because so it's taking time to filter down. And almost to a person, even the farmers who are interviewed who appreciate the help, almost to a person, they almost always say, this is nice, but we would much rather not have to like depend on the government for payments that may or may not come at some later defined date. We would just like to be able to trade as we were before. And that is, we're not really close to that happening anytime soon.
We also asked Peter Navarro about this issue. The economy has been strong for the past few years, but we have a slowing bond market. Economists are warning of the risk of a recession in the future, partly because of this trade war. Mm-hmm. What could happen to the economy if that happens and if tariffs continue to rise?
It's very tricky. I mean, you never, the sort of economist party line is like, you know, tariffs will never cause a recession, but it definitely not going to help you. And I think it's pretty clear. I mean, the sort of advance indicators, the overall strength of the economy is part of the reason that we've been able to weather this storm for a little bit. But I mean, like you say, the advance indicators are not looking so well. And like I said before, they've not been shy about going all the way to the hilt on these tariffs. And yeah, I mean, you could, if the economy turns, this will be sort of a main culprit, not the culprit, but certainly one of them.
We got about a minute left in the segment here. I mean, what are you expecting from China to really put their foot down on these trade negotiations even harder than they have in the past?
Well, you hinted at it in your interview with Peter. It's very possible that they might just want to wait out the Trump administration, wait till the election, hope for a regime change, and just kind of roll the dice. Worth noting that Trump himself has said that if he wins a second term and this process is still going on, he's going to adopt a much tougher negotiating posture, which would take us beyond tariffs. And then we're into investment restrictions, national security delistings, blacklistings. That's been happening in the telecom space already. So we'll just have to see.
Alex Lawson is editor-at-large at Law 360 and a co-host of the Pro Se podcast. Alex, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Danzina.